I'm gonna slow down a little bit. Still going up. We'll get going here in just a moment. Hope everybody's having a good Saturday. Ralph, that's a good one. Mrs. Brisk would probably kill Brisk if he even entertained or considered that notion. All right, touche, Ragnar. Touche. I think it'd be more fun to see Curious George do it, but, you know, whatever. Sorry, Curious George. Of course, Curious George. All right, looks like we're stabilized pretty well. It's been a pretty calm day of space meetings today, which is kind of nice. A lot of people are out enjoying the weekend, as we mentioned on there, so we'll get down to it. So the first thing that I've got, Lucas, this is a coup? No, of course not, because if it was a coup, we would not tell you. That would be a future plan. So, big new announcement for today for all of you who are thinking about getting a loan or doing anything with LendingB. We've decided to cut all the interest rates on all loans to 5%. So if you have an outstanding or current LendingB loan right now that is not at 5%, it is now. We're going to change all the interest rates to 5% for all the loans. Beyond is around. He is one of our loan officer people. Hyper is the other one. If you need a loan, interested in that, reach out to one of those guys. Beyond, I saw you typing earlier and I didn't tell you this, but if you can put the LendingB link in there, that would be good. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to cut all those interest rates. So if you guys are thinking about doing a loan, do all those kind of pieces, reach out to one of them. In order to get ready for the expansion, which is coming, Kaz is going to be talking to you all about the expansion here in just a few minutes. But before we get to Kaz doing his wordsmithing, PI, all the things. We need PI. We are going to be building new structures that are coming, right? The new skyhooks are coming. We're not sure exactly what kind of PI there's going to be in them, but I think you all are probably anticipating it being used just as we all are. So PI for those. GSOL needs PI, so everything for the PI of all the things. I've now said PI more times than I should. Dynax hasn't responded in channel yet. It's creeping me out a little bit, so I'm sure he's around. So PI Wars Part 2. Sure, why not? Okay, final thing before I turn Kaz loose and we do his part and then the Q&A section. We have a new expansion coming, as we literally just talked about. We assume that we're going to be going out and shooting some people, as usually happens in the Eve. And as such, our Control Alt Del, right, our Alpha Clone program, we'll get that link. Do that. Get yourself an Alpha Clone if you haven't already done one of those. And we have a very special skill book program that we've got for it. So if you need some skill books for those, we actually have a program for that with Gooniversity. There is that link. That's pretty much all that I've got for it. Kaz, are you around, awake, unmuted?
I'm here.
So Kaz is going to talk to us about that, and then we'll do Q&A at the end there, guys. We're going to do a little shorter fireside today. So Kaz, please take it away.
Sure, yeah. So things have been kind of chill for a couple of weeks as the expansion ramps up. We were chatting about this with the director earlier, and I observed that, in a way, there's a lot of things that are just not going to change. There's a lot of new stuff on several vectors. There's new PvE content possibilities and upgrade possibilities. There's a whole new way for us to manage SOV and our SOV holding resources, or whatever the current name is. There's a new type of moon miner that's going to let us exploit moon that we don't have the people for much more effectively, we hope. And all of this is sort of linked together. But the bones of Eve otherwise are not changing. And I think what you're going to see is just that a lot more activity types end up becoming rewarding if this goes well. So people have been sort of asking, like, what should I do to prepare? Well, other than doing what you're already doing and building your own little you know, Eve Empire and planning your Eve career, a lot of that is not going to change, although you may have more opportunities coming up soon. If you want to be involved in military stuff every day on a day-to-day basis, the answer is not going to change once we get to Equinox. You should still be getting involved in the right SIG, figuring out what that is for your time zone and the type of content you want. Do you want to be deployed? Do you want to be a Black Ops pilot? Do you want to be a scout? Do you want to be in Beehive? You know, do you want to be on a full sort of Jeff-style deployment with a SIG that is out in an NPC NullSec region? There are a lot of possibilities. None of that is fundamentally changing with the expansion. And that's really all I just wanted to get out there is, if you're sort of sitting around thinking that a lot of stuff is going to change for you, not a lot of things will immediately change in the expansion other than your ships are going to be able to look a lot sweeter, if that makes sense. So there's plenty to do now in just preparing yourself to have money and have your pilots ready to get involved with whatever that is as things kick off. And I say kick off because our hope is that, and this is CCP's stated intention, is to make NullSec space more valuable. That will, just by its nature, invite us to do more stuff and make it more rewarding for us to go after hostiles in a lot of ways, some of which are different from what we're doing now. So that was really my only sort of comment I wanted to say about Equinox. I think they've announced, have they announced the date for patch notes now? Did we talk about that?
So they have announced it. We did not say it. It will be in just under a week. So it'll be on Friday, this coming Friday.
Yeah, so this coming Friday, there's going to be a stream with CCP Rattati and CCP Burger talking about the expansion. There will hopefully be some interesting news in there. We'll see what they decide to answer and not. And then the patch notes should come out shortly after that on Friday morning.
One thing we did mention... trailing with Kaz there, we did mention this, I think it was last week or maybe the week before, we are going to set one constellation more or less immediately to the new system. As we test it out, we will make sure to tell you all that so you can see kind of the new mining sites, the new routing sites. We're trying to figure out how it's all going to work. So once we get all those things in there, we will be doing that. And then we're just going to play with it, see how it goes. One thing to remember, guys, we've got about 6 months before the new system becomes, like, mandatory. So, use what Kaz was saying. Like, don't panic on, like, shit's going to change. We got to fix it tomorrow. That's not the case. We've got time for this to transition. So, we're going to try with one constellation. We're going to see how it goes. We are going to do all of the things, and I can say that because Asher's not here, and he hates it when I say that, so he's not here, so I can say that. We're going to do all the things and see how it works.
Are you also going to do stuff?
We are also going to do some stuff.
Stuff and things.
Stuff and things. Damn it, he's here. Shit. All right, well, whatever. Okay. Questions, guys. If you have any questions for anything, like I said, it's a pretty short, easy fireside for today. So we'll do a questiony and then maybe some answers, and then we'll let you get on with your day. Anthony, will GSL be doing some hiring for the expansion? SoPleb has said yes. How many, he has not decided yet. That's part of what we're hoping to find out with the test constellation, is how hard is this? How many people does he need? But he is almost certainly going to be hiring some more of you all nerds to push buttons. There's a link from Nemus for you all. I'm not sure what you mean by that. You need to prepare more than... Do you mean more than one alt, uncontrolled alt? So those should be alpha alts. And alpha alts, you can only have one of them online at a time. So if that's what you mean, do you need more than one? The answer is no, because you can only have one online at a time.
Yeah, right now there's no need for a second control alt alpha. It's possible that if we wanted to put our alphas somewhere else, that we would have everyone just make a second one, because then you have two in separate locations. You don't need to move them. But we haven't decided on doing anything like that yet.
Dynex chiming up. Yeah, I know. See, I told you guys, we say PI too many times and he shows up. GSOL does need PI for it, because we're going to be needing it to build new stuff.
And things.
And things. Thank you, Apple. Any future expectations for Null Politics? Well, that would be a future plans question, so. Future plans.
Yeah, the political landscape is very difficult to predict because it's composed of so many different individual actors and group actors that all have their own interests. Are, if you go back and read my CSM campaign thread, I hope you can see that my hope for the expansion and for everything they do subsequently, they promise to work on Nullsec further, is that you see the value of space increase in a way that makes border conflicts a lot more important, not just for who might be living in the border zone, but for the value of that space, where right now, if you know, you have to figure out how to rent it in order to get some value out of it, and otherwise there's nothing to do if you don't have people to populate. So if they can overthrow that paradigm, there's a lot of possibilities for change. I feel like, you know, the map could change quite a bit, but how and what, obviously we're not going to say a single word about what we think.
So Palantine Keepstar update, you know, we were making really good progress on that, and now Sopleb and GSOL needs all the PI to do, you know, the new structure, so unfortunately we had to pull into the Palantine Reserve so that he can build things. So if you get more PI for GSOL, then we can do more progress on the Palantine Keepstar. And there was a reason 1DQ was chosen as the capital of GSF back in the day. It has a nice jump range. And other reasons, along with stuff. There was another question I saw, Kaz, for you that I missed.
I think Conrad asked, how well do you see us prepared for Equinox, considering Pappy have so much more subspace than us currently? This is a super interesting question, I feel like. I think maybe I can give an alternate perspective by quoting someone who said, wait, passive moon mining is back? Does that mean Slice has no reason to exist now? This is a PanFam person discussing one of their sort of sub-rental alliances named Slice, which owns Ethereum Reach. I guess that's my way of saying there's multiple ways of seeing that issue. Certainly they have many, many more systems than us. And what we saw during the war is that they were able to leave all of those systems behind and not pay any sort of penalty for it. Even if they temporarily lost some of them, or even if they put them on farm and no one was there. So I think there are like a couple different ways of seeing that in that sense. They have a lot more space and potentially can, if the value of Nullsec space increases, it's logical to think, well, they have a lot more, they're just going to get richer. However, I think that is currently true, too. They have a lot more space, and if they applied themselves, they could be getting richer than us. The MER is sort of complicated on that topic. My hope is that these mechanics and what CCP can do with them will provide a way for people to look at all of that space and say, ah, goons look like the good target because they always have a bunch of morons out in space for us to go hunt. But actually the good target is PanFam because they have five times as much and they can't possibly hold it under a good set of game mechanic. So we're just going to have to see, aren't we?
Remy, any idea if we'll be able to shoot the new structures in space that CCP is creating? Yes, we will be able to do that. Exactly how, like the time and how much damage it's going to need and all those kind of things, we don't know that yet. But yes, we will be able to shoot them. They're just going to be regular structures. As somebody just mentioned there, Asmo, I hope I just said your name right, they did talk a little bit about the, you know, how you would go about shooting these new structures on the first stream they did, was it 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, something like that, but there's no real details on, it's going to have 5 million HP or anything like that, it's just, you can do it, there's going to have some grid things with some of the new structures for stealing stuff and how that works, kind of like an ESS grid, but it's not going to be applied to all the structures. So we're waiting for the new patch to see if the new system is good, or is just trash. I mean, yeah, to a certain extent, that's always the way patch is, right? You know, you get a good patch, you get a bad patch. We got to wait and see what it looks like. There's a few things for me as an admin nerd that I'm quite geeking out on that I hope, you know, look nice because it's an interface that has not been touched in about 20 years. For those people who've had to deal with the Corp UI, it's a nightmare. So I'm hoping that actually looks nice. They've said stuff about that. Yeah, nice. All right. Nightmare is a nice ship, but it's a shit interface. All right. Touche. So the whole expansion seems to serve administrative needs. I disagree with that, but I get your point. There are some things in it that are definitely going to be helpful, but anytime there's new stuff in space to shoot, I'm always in favor of that. Are we looking at getting SRP to the new system even partially? I don't know what you mean by that. I'm not sure what you mean by that, to a new system there, man. Dragon Eve Uni, sure, you can do that. You could also send them to KFU. That's our unaffiliated high sec group that does all kinds of stuff.
And things.
Swear to God, Apple. How's the Alliance doing with funds? Funds are good. We got money. We could always use more money, right? But we've got money. Kaz, you want to address that? Or is that
a... There's going to be an announcement about this shortly, actually. We had a two-stage refinancing for the war bond last year. If you're not caught up, this is in the... There's a thread about it dating from, like, last March. That is essentially almost concluded. Almost the entirety of the original war bond, including the large Sigma Havers, is bought back. There are a couple people, and I have a report of people who have been AFK who come back and have bonds that we need to cash out. So if you happen to be sitting on any of those and we're not aware of this, the old style Sigma and Gamma series bonds can all be exchanged for cash immediately with the Alliance if you happen to have some.
Oh, okay. So you were thanks, guys. So you're talking about the SRP in-game mechanic piece to it. How that's going to work, we honestly don't know for sure. So I don't want to tell you yes, everything's going to be good, because we don't know how that's going to work yet.
I think it's for Corp SRP, what I saw heard about it.
Yeah, I believe so as well. As was mentioned, I think that's Corp SRP. So for the Alliance, it's probably going to stay with the web interface that we've been using for years, that Atrum and his merry bunch of insane Germans are all doing. So most SRP is just a hull kind of thing for it. So it may be one of those to where, like, your Corp may do that piece. And, you know, I don't know, guys, exactly how that's going to work. We haven't seen it yet. Okay, let me see.
Had a great point.
So if anybody wants to send Ross July 1 ISK to be put into the Palantine Keepstar Fund, I'm sure he would love that. Will be a fleet after the fireside? Well, since you didn't specify a time, I'm going to say yes, there will be a fleet at some point after the fireside. So is our 50% Palantine progress real or just a meme? Of course it's. of course it's a thing, right? Yes, of course it's a thing. New structure changes. Will GARPA be updated? I hope they do that. I like using GARPA, but you know, we gotta get a dev to do the thing. Okay, last thing I'm going to mentioned, because Asher's giving me a hard time about, you know, talking to you all, is we do have a Ermelin move up in a couple of weeks. So if you've got anything out in Ermelin that you need to pull back into Delve, we are going to be doing that in a couple of weeks. It is posted on the op calendar.
But I agree with Asher. It's all your fault, Ranger.
So Asher's saying this is why he can't miss meetings. It's like, no, he can't. You think this is what happens when he misses meetings. We talk about PI. Alright, guys, I think that's it for today. Everybody enjoy your Saturday, and we will see you all next week. Again, patch notes should come out on Friday, so we'll see everybody next week. Have a good weekend.
And make sure you take care of your stuff and things.